4CMO.
KN4TFW.
Howdy. How you doing this morning, Ken?
Pretty good.
So this morning?
57 over here on 29.
I should say it was about 53. My truck's saying 53, so I don't know, but that's just... We were, what, 65 yesterday, roughly. I mean, you go 10 degrees, it's crazy. I just think it's supposed to warm back up.
Yeah, it's definitely getting on towards fall.
Yeah.
This weekend, where are you guys working?
I put myself into going in Saturday for a little while. I got a lift that's in my area. The new car that's coming. They were showing a video of it, and I wasn't real happy about it. Worried that it's too close to the body and it's going to hurt it. So I decided that I'm going to go in this Saturday, and we're going to put a car online, and we're going to use the lift, and we're going to see how it looks. And if it makes me happy, then we're good. If not, they'll have to figure out something else. So, but yeah, I wrote myself into that Saturday.
I got to work till noon on Saturday.
Can't be there that long. He set the meeting up for 8:30, so I'll try to get there that way. Get in, get out. Well, I ain't got to hang out all day.
You hate to waste a good, nice, cool Saturday, right?
Yep. How come you got to work Saturday?
Work 2 half-day Saturdays a year when the start of outage, just in case they need anything.
It runs all the time, and you just have to go in the 2 Saturdays. That's interesting.
The plant kind of broke up into 3 little mini plants. In the fall, they take down 2 of the plants to do all the inspections that you're required and do some major maintenance, and then in the spring they shut down the other part of the plant, so half the plant's running.
It's different manufacturers have different ways to redo stuff, and the things that they have to come up with to be able to maintain production and get the work done they need, it's crazy.
Since we got a bunch of reactors and that, you got to go inside and check them and check the metal, and you're just required by law to do it every so often.
Sucks you got to get up a Saturday, but yeah.
Get to sleep in till 6.
Got nothing, drinking a cup of coffee on the back porch, but now that I wrote myself in a Saturday, it ain't going to happen.
Looks like they're building a new... Looks like an Ace Hardware over here on 29 in Lyman.
Hardware is... I don't know. That place has come a long way. I don't know if they're all like that. But the one near my house, man, they sell smoking equipment. Like, if you want a certain flavor of pellets for your grill, man, they got all different kinds. I was surprised last time I went into an Ace Hardware.
On number 9... there a few times that for work had to get a saw blade for the weed eater.
Yeah, how much kind of stuff they had to choose from. I told the wife, I said, I might have to try to come back there and get some different flavor wood chips. Because, you know, you go to really all the other places selling was like Walmart and Lowe's and whatnot. And, you know, they're just kind of plain Jane half the time.
They got a big new Ace Hardware there in Greer, KN4 TFW.
KO4CF.
AKN4TFW, yeah,
you
on that one.
Yo, Shaq, just get oddball stuff that you couldn't get anywhere else. Like, the TV antenna I got on my house, I went to Radio Shack and bought it. You know, that's the only place that would sell an external, big, you know, the old-style red TV antennas and whatnot, instead of these little fancy ones they got now. And they were the only place I could go to get it.
On that one. I mean, yeah, I got one of them, I don't know, they call it a multi-directional little one, man. It works pretty good. I just can't get channel 13 because it's the wrong direction.
Now, that was one nice thing about the where I live. Most of the antennas are, or the transmitters are in a general area. So as long as I was pointed that way, I could get them all. But I've since taken it down, and I just use a wire now. But yeah, there's still, I don't have certain channels. I keep getting tempted to put it back up, but the ham radio antenna took its spot.
Mine took down to the side of my chimney, and then the ham radio is about, I don't know, 5 or 6 feet above it.
Cutting the transmitted TV off before long. You're right. I think they're required to, but it wouldn't surprise me. They eventually start rolling that back.
When we look at the local channels, that's how we do it over the air. I mean, I get like 30-something channels over the air.
Good bit. And, I mean, now that you got those little, I don't know what they're called, the little sub-channels, you know, you got 7, 1, and 2, and 3, or whatever. And man, you get a lot more channels that way.
That 16's got like, what, 14 or 15 of them sub-channels.
Crazy. I don't watch them a whole lot, but anytime I flip through there, I'm amazed by how many's on there.
At that fiber in town, we just watch something on Netflix or something like that. We got, I don't know, Susan got some kind of little device from Walmart to hook up to it that we get everything through that. Kind of like a Fire Stick, but I forget what the name of it is.
I've got Sling TV, and it's for all our channels. My wife gets Hallmark and all that. But still, I mean, we don't get any locals, so you have to have the antenna hooked up.
YouTube TV, it'll record all of the whatever shows you want and everything, and holds them for like 6 months. So it records all the football games for college day.
I dropped the package for Sling for the football, and I never did add it back this season, so I miss out on some of the ESPN games, but I get to watch some of the other college ball games. Pretty quiet during the week, or I need to hurry up and get my radio and stuff, but my wife's car, since I got the oil changed in it, so I'd have had to take it all out, but now that all that's over with, I just got to wait till put it in, and until I get the car, probably sometime in December, I'd swap it out.
Wait, hold on. Man, it's busy this morning right here for some reason.
It gets busy on 85.
Quiet. I haven't heard David this week. And that, me and Eric, a couple of days, and I think he was in here 3 days, and that, and Anthony and his wife were in here one day. And then one day it was just me and Scott. He was up in New York on Echo Week. And then, so yeah, it's been pretty quiet.
For most of this week, I think, Monday through Thursday. So finally told him I had to drive the truck. I'm like, okay, nice. It's stopping the radio a little bit. So hopefully I get the little B-Tech amp and everything installed in her car. I mean, it don't take long, but I just got to hurry up and take it out there and get the antenna put in so I can talk on it. But try to get that done this weekend. That way I can get back on the radio a little more, at least in the morning.
One day this week when I was coming up on the 29 exit, and I looked over there at the usual slowdown spot right there at the river, and man, there was two cars rear-ended each other in the left-hand lane.
I worked one day this week, and I can't remember what day it was. I had to work late, and I get off, and I get ready to get on 85, and I can see it on the maps already read. I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go the back way, go down 292. Everywhere I went, everything was red. Every time I got to an intersection somewhere, like, I don't know, it's that little town on 292. I can't remember the name of it, but I go down there, and I can go around that one. But then I get to that intersection, and I had to wait forever to get up to that red light right there at 29 to go across. And it's just ridiculous how much traffic's right there.
I deal with that intersection every day, and they're repaving it. And they had one lane closed off. Oh, man, what a disaster that was.
Yeah, but on that side where that little AJ's Market is, man, that single lane road is just not enough. They need to widen that and add a longer turning lane and a straight lane or something. I don't know, but that takes forever to get through there.
For getting on 29 getting through there. At least they made the red light a little bit longer.
And that, getting on 292, you know, going down and taking that left right there at that red light to stay on 292, I mean, that's not bad. It's just getting through that one main red light is just horrible. The neighborhoods and stuff go up to be.
Every time you ain't been down a road in a while, you go down it, and then there's two or three new subdivisions.
I mean, we seem to have so many of them now, all these little intersections and four-way stops that were on these back roads that you should not be that busy. I mean, you just got traffic piling in on them.
They were showing on TV, I think it was over in Malden, where they're building that new soccer complex for the soccer team and that, and they were saying they expected, like, I don't know, 6,000 or 8,000 more people to be in there in the next 5 years.
I don't know. I feel like we're growing too much too fast.
I agree with you on that. They're not going to be happy until from Spartanburg to Anderson looks like Atlanta, KN4, TF30.
I definitely have to move then.
Places that aren't all crowded. As soon as you find a good thing, everybody moves. They advertise that it's a good thing, and everybody moves in.
It's up so fast nowadays, it ain't even funny.
I mean, everything in there is, you know, 350 or better.
Look at that. I don't know. I thought house prices would come back down to be a little more normal, but, man, they're just staying up there. I don't know. I don't get it. I feel sorry for my boys whenever they get old enough to buy a house because it's just crazy expensive what you get.
A lot of people are living out of mobile homes now, or motor homes.
Those around.
Little trailer park down there at the end of 290 and 25. That thing filled up fast, even before it was completed.
I mean, don't have to pay property taxes and all that. I just couldn't imagine. I mean, I love my camper. It's nice, but I wouldn't want to live in it permanently. So, well, Ken, I'm pulling the parking lot, so I'm getting ready to find me a spot. So I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. You be safe this morning and, hopefully we'll holler at you next week. I get that radio installed in the car this weekend, so hopefully I'll be back on the air with the driving the lease car. So, but anyway, you have a good weekend. Maybe we'll holler at you tomorrow morning, and hopefully at least by Monday. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on your final.
Andrew, good to talk to you this morning. You have an awesome day and an awesome weekend, and maybe I'll catch you on Monday. 7-3, KN4, TFW.